This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is creating a robust semiconductor ecosystem which will make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister highlighted that the global semiconductor market has already reached $600 billion and in the coming years, it is expected to surpass $1 trillion. He said, the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world.
यहाँ दुनिया भर में सेमीकंडक्टर से जुड़े एक्सपर्ट्स हैं 40-50 से ज्यादा देशों का यहाँ रिप्रेजेंटेशन है और भारत की इनोवेशन और यूथ पावर भी यहाँ नजर आ रही है और ये जो कॉम्बिनेशन बना है उसका एक ही मैसेज है द वर्ल्ड ट्रस्ट इंडिया बिलीव्स इन इंडिया एंड द वर्ल्ड इज रेडी टू बिल्ड द सेमीकंडक्टर फ्यूचर विद इंडिया.
The Prime Minister will also participate in the CEO's roundtable tomorrow. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, has arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, received him at the airport. Both the leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Thursday. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit of Prime Minister Wong coincides with the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both the countries to further strengthen this partnership. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the Indian economy is among the fastest growing large economies in the world and the banking industry plays a pivotal role in the country's growth story. The president was speaking at the 120th Foundation Day celebrations of City Union Bank at Chennai in Tamil Nadu. She said the empowerment of farmers and the rural economy should be a priority of the banking sector. Heavy rains continued across several parts of North India, causing landslides and disrupting normal life in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Delhi NCR. The government is actively involved in relief and rehabilitation efforts with rescue operations underway amid ongoing heavy rainfall warnings. In Jammu and Kashmir, pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi remained suspended for the 8th consecutive day today owing to persistent bad weather conditions in the Trikuta Hills. In Uttarakhand, landslides triggered by heavy rain have blocked several connecting roads including national highways and rural routes, causing severe inconvenience to people in the hilly regions. Punjab continues to battle severe flooding with heavy rains and overflowing rivers, worsening the crisis. 12 districts are severely affected with 29 people killed and hundreds of acres of farmland inundated. While Delhi and its adjoining National Capital Region NCR have been battered by continuous heavy rainfall due to rise in the water levels of the Yamuna River, the old railway bridge has been closed for operations and the evacuation process under the supervision of district magistrates has been initiated in several areas. The death toll from the devastating earthquake in Afghanistan has crossed 1,400 with thousands others injured. The massive earthquake of magnitude 6 struck the eastern part of the country on Sunday, with the epicenter located 27 kilometers northeast of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. And in chess, 2025 World Junior Champion Pranav Venkatesh achieved a resounding victory over Grandmaster Alan Pichet of Spain to secure the title at the Fujairah Global Superstars Tournament in UAE. The Indian Grandmaster accumulated 7 points out of a possible 9, finishing a full point ahead of closest competitors Brandon Jacobson from US, Jose Eduardo Martinez Alcantara from Mexico, and Amin Tabatabai from Iran. And that is the end of this news bulletin.